An executive standing committee meeting held Monday discussed a report looking to designate a Mi'kmaq seat and allow permanent residents to vote in municipal elections.
So what I would suggest is that we strike as an information item and add and recommend regional council direct the mayor and CEO to request the province of Nova Scotia revisit allowing permanent residents to be allowed to vote and to give the municipality legislative permission to consider a Mi'kmaq council seat subject to consultation and agreement with Mi'kmaq representatives.
Councillor Iona Stoddart said permanent residents should have the right to vote in municipal elections.
I have a large number of permanent residents in District 12. Permanent residents are issued legal documentation from the federal government, such as a permanent resident card, record of landing, and confirmation of permanent residence to be used in circumstances that require proof of permanent residency. I have met residents in District 12 that have their permanent status, that have jobs here, buy houses here, and help our economy. They pay taxes and should be able to have a say in who their municipal councillor is. A simple showing of their legal documentation would be proof of their ability to vote municipally. And as I said, they strengthen our economy. I'm very passionate about that, as I said, because I have a large number of permanent residents in District 12. And unfortunately, when I go door to door, they say, unfortunately, they are unable to vote municipally.
Councillor Paul Russell said he would like to vote on the two items separately because he is in support of one but not the other.
Thank you very much. I'd appreciate it if this could be split, separating the vote on permanent residence from the vote on the Mi'kmaq council seat. I am in complete support of the vote on of the idea of you of permanent residents being able to vote. They are taxpaying citizens, or they are taxpayers rather, and so it would be it would make all the sense in the world for them to have a voice at the table. In my experience on the school board 20 years ago with a designated seat, I have experienced the challenges of trying to balance the advocacy of representing the population in a geography versus the population of some individuals that are scattered across all of the geographies. And in order for the individual representing the population scattered across all geographies to do their job effectively, they need to become a much more vocal advocate for that population over the others. And that's not dissimilar to what we do representing all of the population within a geography, except in the manner in which that advocacy often goes. And this, there are some who believe that this ultimately led to the demise of the school boards. Not that I'm suggesting that it would lead to the demise of council, just that the challenges I don't think have been worked out to allow for advocacy of the population across geographies instead of the population within a geography. So I will not be able to support the second one, and would suggest that the executive committee consider very carefully what would happen if we have someone in that role who is more of an activist instead of a representative of equal voices across the municipality.
Councillor Patty Cuddle said having a Mi'kmaq seat is important to have in discussions, but is also a step towards reconciliation.
But I do think that having that voice as part of our discussions and deliberations is an important one, and it's also an important one in a step to reconciliation. So, you know, I don't mind splitting the motion here, but it is something that I will be supporting. Thank you.
The recommendations will go before regional council at a later date.